So tonight we'll begin Perek Zebor. The Mishnah is explaining the first Mishnah that we had in the beginning of Sanhedrin. It says Dini Mamad is Bishlosha. So this Mishnah tells us how do you constitute the Bezin Zebor Layechod, Vishnehem, Boyrim Lahem Oidechod, Divrei Reb Meir, Vachachamamar, Mishnei Adayan and Boyrim Lahem Oidechod. The first, the Gemara, the Pashtus and the Gemara, they weren't sure what this means. So this Rashi learns the Pashup Shad. The Gemara thought that Zeb Boyer Layechod, the Tavea picks his Bezin of three, the Nitva picks a Bezin of three, and the two Batiginim of three, that's three and three is six, pick another. So tonight we'll begin Perek Zebor. The Mishnah is explaining the first Mishnah that we had in the beginning of Sanhedrin. It says Dini Mamad is Bishlosha. So this Mishnah tells us how do you constitute the Bezin Zebor Layechod Zebor Layechod Vishnehem Boyrim Lahem Oidechod Divrei Reb Meir Vachachamamar Mishnei Adayan Boyrim Lahem Oidechod. The first, the Gemara, the Pashtus and the Gemara, they weren't sure what this means. So this Rashi learns the Pashup Shad. The Gemara thought that Zeb Boyer Layechod, the Tavea picks his Bezin of three, the Nitva picks a Bezin of three, and the two Batiginim of three, that's three and three is six, pick another three, and three and three and three is nine, so you have a Bezin of nine. So that's how you compose a Bezin to be done a case of Dini Mamis. The Gemara says it doesn't fit in. Say Dini Mamis Bishlosha. How do you say three and three and three is nine? How does it come out to be three? Gemara says, no, that's not. So first the Gemara says, well, maybe what it means is like this. Kishezeb Bara Le'echot. When this Baldin picks a Bezin of three, and the other Baldin is unhappy about his three, so he picks a different three, so then the two of them should pick another, then it should be nine. So you don't want it to be nine, you want it to be three. So the Gemara says, so still, what does it mean? Let's see the Gemara. Freg the Gemara on the first line of the Mishnah. Mai zebor leech, mizebor leech, bitlosa sagi. Rashi learns Pashup Shad. What do you mean? Three plus three plus three is nine. It says in the Mishnah, the opening line, the Gemara is bishlosh. It's a steer between the Reish and the Seif. The Gemara says, hachi kama. Kishzebor leech, mizebor leech, if the Tadeya picks three, and the Nitzah picks three, so then, Shnehem Boyerim Lahem Oidechot. So you don't accept my Bezin, I don't accept your Bezin, so the two of us better pick out a third Bezin. Forget about my three and your three, the two of us should pick out a Bezin together. So the Gemara Frekta Shaila, we have a din at the end of the Perek that's based on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Rashi quotes, based on the Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Eved Loivelish Malda. You have a din, let's say we live in New York City, and there are many Bate Dinim in New York City. And Flatbush and Borough Park and Washington Heights and in Queens, each community has their own Bezin. So instead of, we have a Sikhsuch, instead of us agreeing, you want to go to a local Bezin, and I say, no, but in Yerushalayim, they have this Gevaldige Bezin that's clearly better than any of the Batidinim that we have. Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, everybody holds that that's the best Bezin in the world. And I'm a wealthy man, I travel every month in Dabashtik, I travel, I fly to Eretz Yisrael Kesedah a couple of times a year. You can't afford it, so I'll tell you, the Bezin HaGadol Kazuma. Let's go to the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So is that a valid taina? So the Gemara says later, the Toiveya has a right. It says, Eved Loivel Ish Malva. Malva has a right to demand the Bezin HaGadol Kazuma. I want to go to a better Bezin than the local Batidinim that are available. The Loive has no right to demand, I want to go to Bezin HaGadol. The Loive cannot insist like that. If they're a local Batidinim, so the Loive has to agree to have a dintere, if the Malva wants to have the dintere in town, and the Lloyd wants to fly off to Vilna, he wants to go to Los Angeles where they have a better Bezin, so you don't have to, that's not a valid title. So the Gemara asks over here in our Mishnah, if the Malva, let's say the Taverna Nitva, so the Malva says, I want to have this Bezin, the Lloyd says, I want to have that Bezin, so each one has a right to cancel the other one's Bezin, and they have to agree on a third Bezin, and on a different Bezin of three. So Gemara says, and even the Loiva also has a right. Only the Malva has a right to demand, based on that Pasuk initially, Eved Loiva Nish Malva, only the Malva has a right to demand the Bezin HaGadol Kazilnu. But the Loiva has no right to demand such a time in the Bezin HaGadol Kazilnu, so shouldn't it be the same over here? If the Loibe wants to go to this Bezin, and the Malva wants to go to one Bezin, and the Loibe says, no, I don't want that Bezin, I want to go to another Bezin. Why don't you say here also, Eved Loibe Lish Malva? The Loibe shouldn't be entitled to a say on the matter, so the Malva should win. So that should be the end of the whole story. Why does it say when the Malva picks one Bezin, and the Loibe picks another Bezin, the Malva is not satisfied with the Loibe's Bezin? The Loibe is not happy with the Malva's Bezin. So then the two of them, the Malva and the Loibe, have to pick a different Bezin, a third Bezin, instead of each one's Bezin that they picked in the beginning. Why don't you say, you don't listen to the Loibe? The Malva has the right to call the shots. He picks the Bezin, and that's it. And the Loibe and Ishmael. That's the Gemara's kash. Who says the Mishnah is talking about a Malva and a Loibe? Maybe it's talking about a different case. That's a question in Rishonim later. When the Gemara makes this distinction, Amar Rav Loza, Lo Shana Well of Malva, when Rav Loza makes such a distinction that only the Malva has the right to demand that he wants to go to Bezna Gorol Kwazilna, and the Loibe has no right. When we use the expression Malva Veloibe, is that to be taken literally? The Malva and the Loibe? When the Pasuk says, Eved Loibe Lish Malva, that's only a din. The Loibe has no right to demand the Bezna Gorol. Or should you say no, that the word Malva means the Toveya, represents the Tzad of the Toveya, and the word Loibe means the Nitva. No Nitva has the right to say the Bezna Gorol Kwazilna. So that's a question in Rishonim. How do you understand? But the Gemara is asking on the Mishnah, on the assumption that it means Taveya versus Nitva, or on the assumption that the Mishnah goes even on a case of Malva Valova. So the simple pshat in the Mishnah, what they thought was, if the Malva picks, he wants to go to this Bezin, and the Loibe wants to go to the other Bezin. So each one has a right to say, I don't want your Bezin, and you don't want my Bezin, so the two of us have to agree on a different Bezin. Why? Why don't we say that the Loibe, or the Nitva, if he said the Loibe and the Nitva, should have no say on the matter at all? And for the Gemara, Kidom Rabbi Yechon Bar Kosha B'Sur Yoshon, Ochanan Bar Kosha B'Sur Yoshon. Gemara says, this case in the Mishnah is clearly a special case. We're talking about Dayan who are not Talmid HaChomim. There's a difference between the situation where you have different Batedinim in New York City, and they're acceptable Batedinim, they have good reputation. This is a good Bezin, that's a good Bezin, that's a good Bezin. Each community has a good Bezin. Then you know that in Yerushalayim or in Tel Aviv, years ago it used to be in Tel Aviv, they have this very good Bezin, that they're much better than any of the local Batidim. So that's a special schus to Taina le Bezin Agorot Kwazil, no? That only the Malva has the right to demand like that, or the Taveya has the right to demand, and the Lova, or the Nitva, whatever your word is, does not have the right to say, I want to go off to the Bezin Agorot Kwazil. What if all the local Batidim, they're all Amaratsin? Everybody knows that they're Amaratsin. We live in a little village, none of the people are learned, we don't have a rabbi in the community. But whenever we have disputes in Dinim Amanus, so we go to this local group of arbitrators, and whatever they say goes, even though we all know in advance that they don't know how to learn. So then, even if the lover says, what do you mean? I don't want to go to that. He doesn't know the Din of the Torah. And everybody agrees that Itaka does know the Din of the Torah. So in such a case, even the lawyer has a right to demand, I want to go to a different business. He has a right to pick a different business. Akosho Goya means Goya Shakur. Yeah, this means a Yiddish. Yeah. Here it means Yidden. But it means that they're clearly not learning. Akosho Goya is a Goya Shakur. Yeah, but Akosho Bisuri means that they're Jewish people, but they're not learned. So everybody knows. They'll be the first ones to admit to you that they don't know anything about halacha, and whatever they say is just a guess. So if it's a case of Akosho Bisuri that they're not learned at all, so then even the Loibe has a right to parcel up the Bezin and to insist he wants to go to a Bezin where they do know how to learn. Okay. Avol mumchim lo. But what happens if the Bezin that the Malva picked is a Bezin they don't know how to learn? It is a good Bezin. So then the Loibe will not have the right to parcel up his Bezin. The Malva has the right to pick the Bezin and the Loibe can't open his mouth. That's the first suggestion that the Gemara gave. Whenever there's a Din Torah, the Malva has a right to pick the Bezin, the Loibe has no right to say anything about it. And Rapapa Amar, no, that's not what it means. Maybe it's even Afidu Teimu Mumchim. When do you say that the Loibe has no right to say the Bezin Agorot Kwazil? No, that's if it's going to cost money, they're going to go travel to a distant Bezin. But what if all the Batidinim are all in New York anyway? This Bezin is in Washington Heights, and that Bezin is in Flatbush, the other Bezin is in Borough Park, the other Bezin is in Queens. They don't live in the same location anyway. Someone's going to have to spend a dollar and a half for a train ticket anyway. You're going to have to go by train or by taxi anyway. It's going to cost the same amount of money whether you go to this bezin or that bezin. So then the loiva is also entitled to an opinion. Loiva has a right to open his mouth and to say, I'm not happy with your bezin. Sure. Why? I'm not being matriar. So then the Gemara says, yes, but the whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The whole Mishnah doesn't read straight. So finally the Gemara comes to the final pshat. Elo hachikama. The Gemara says, by the right before the wide lines. It doesn't mean that each one picks his own bezin. I pick a bezin which you're not happy with. You pick a bezin which I'm not happy with. So each one has a right to express his displeasure with the other one's bezin. So then we have to both make up who is going to be the bezin. No, that's not what it means. This is the din of zablo, what we call in Shulchan Aruch zablo. When you constitute, when you're creating the bezin of three, each one of the baladinim, the tevel and nitva, Taveh should pick one dayan, and Nitva should pick one dayan, and then they should both agree on the third dayan. Shezeh barlai dayanech, shezeh barlai dayanech, it doesn't mean each one picks a dozen. Shneim barim lahem, oid echor. And what is the machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah? So the Tana Kamen, who's the Reb Meir in the Mishnah, says, Shneim barim lahem, oid echor, the two balidinim, the Taveh with the Nitva, should agree who the third dayan will be. And the Chachamim say there's no need for the two baladinim to agree who the third dayan is. They can be both opposed to the third dayan. As long as the two dayanim who were chosen already, the taveh picks one dayan, and the nitva picks one dayan. The two dayanim, shnei dayanim bar lahem oid echod, and you don't have to have any input at all from the baladinim. It doesn't matter what the baladinim say. Each one of the baladinim picked one dayan, and the two dayanim picked the third dayan. Sure. That's what the Gemara says later. The Gemara says they both agree, Reb Meir and Achachami both agree that the baladinim cannot pick the third dayan against the wishes of the two dayanim. When Reb Meir says in the Mishnah, "Ishnehem borim lahem oid echod," the two baladinim pick the third dayan. It doesn't mean that they have a right to determine who the third dayan would be against the wishes of the two dayanim that they picked. That's for sure not. You cannot force dayanim. It's improper to expect of dayanim that they should participate in the din teret if they don't know who the others are going to be with them. I think Mark quotes later that on the first very wide line on the Daf Tanya, Amihachi Kachoy Negir Dash Yerushalayim Osin, in Yerushalayim they had a beautiful practice that they wouldn't sign on a shtar unless they would know who else is signing with them, who the other eight is going to be. But Ohel Yoshim Bedin, the dayanim would never sit in a din teret unless they knew who the other two dayanim were. You wouldn't participate even in a suda, even in a secular thing, just to participate in a suda, unless they know who the other shutzim are going to be, who else is sitting with them. So that's for sure improper, that the two baladinim should determine who the third dayan is without the consent of the first two dayan. That for sure doesn't make any sense. But the machlokes hatanaim is, Reb Meir says, that just like there's need for zeh boi le'echad, this baldin picks one dayan, that baldin picks one dayan, so on the third dayan also, you need that both baladinim should agree who the third dayan would be. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't need any input at all from the baladinim, just let the two dayanim pick the third dayan. What is that all about, that each baldin picks one dayan? So the Gemara says, Maishna di'avdi hachi, on the first wide line, before the lines get very wide, right after the narrow lines, the first intermediate size line. The Gemara says, Maishna di Abdi Hecha, why do you have each baldin pick one? Why should you have the bezin chosen by the baladinim? So the Gemara says, Amri b'marav mishmei the Rab Zeira in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say the reason for this din is, Tel shezeh bor lo yedayin echad, zeh bor lo yedayin echad, shnei bor lehem bo yedechad, yetzi hadin la'mita. If the baladinim themselves have input choosing the dayanim, so then each one will choose a dayan who will be mahapach b'schusay, Rashi says. And each one will know that if there was any possibility that I should have won the din teret and my dayan would have brought it up, he would certainly be mahapach b'schus, he would certainly say whatever he can find in Shulchan Aruch in my favor. And if they came to the conclusion that I'm chayif to pay, it must be that notwithstanding all of the arguments that he presented, the din is that I'm chayif to pay, okay, so then I'll pay. He'll be happy paying. That's what Rashi and Tezibot say. He'll be happy to pay. So the Pashtus in the Gemara sounds like it's a Takonis Chacha, Pashup Shah. Doesn't sound like it's a Din Deraisa. It sounds like the real Din Deraisa is that Shoftim, Shoftim, Titl Nochav B'chol She'orecho, that you have to establish Sanhedroes, a Sanhedrin, Nochav Gimel to be done in the Foshes. And the bezin of gimel to be dan, malchus, a shayla malchus, let's say, the bezin caught me eating treifas or whatever, doing velocha yantav, so they're going to ask me, which bezin would you like to have? What do you mean, which bezin? They're going to ask me, what bezin? This one he gets me, and he puts me in jail. And they establish a bezin. They give me the malchus, or they give me the misa. They don't ask me, which bezin would I like to have? It's not my choice. So even in a din teren didi mamanis, I'll be pashtus. The chumash says, shof to mishat titloch v'chol sherecha, shof to sal mishpat tzedek. Goes on din teren didi mamanis also. It should be a bezin kavu in the community that pashtus. So the pashtus is that this sounds like it's a takana de rabbonah. Each one has input choosing a dayan, so he's going to be happy. Oh, my dayan probably was mahapet b'schusi, whatever he could possibly come up with. And nonetheless, they said that I'm chayiv. Okay, so under these conditions, I'll pay. He'll be happy to pay. Yetzi adin lamit. That's the pashup shot. One could argue the point. It's not exactly 100% clear. One could argue the point and say maybe no. Maybe that's takad adin derais. When you're talking about a case of din nefashos or a case of malchus, so it says you should have established both adin and kavuin. The one who's being judged has no input. He has no right to choose which bezin should judge him. But in the case of dinim mamonis, maybe that's the ikar adin deraisa, that the baladinim should pick the bezin, and this way of picking it, that each baladin picks one dayan and son, maybe that's only a takana de rabban. It's unclear exactly whether this is basically rooted in the din deraisa being that the baladinim should pick the bezin, or the whole thing is only a takana de rabban. Well, the way it's presented in the Mishnah, that each Baldin picks one Dayan, that's clearly only Takana de Rabbanan. What is that all about? So Rashi explained, Rashi in Tezbar said, the Dayan that I pick will certainly be Mahapech Tzchusi. So today we all know, unfortunately, there is a common practice that when you have a Din Torah, each Baldin picks a Dayan, a Baira, as they call it. And this Baira usually puts on a whole song and a dance, a whole entertaining spiel. And he starts tumbling and presenting a case on behalf of his Balbin, he advances Taina Shekim and all kinds of wild things. So the Rosh is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh over here says that that's absolutely scandalous. He writes, it's kedai to look, if you have a Gemara with the Rosh, in Siman Beis, it's on page Kuf Tezvav. On the second column on page Kuf Tezvav, it's the second paragraph in this parak. He says, there are some morons who have misread Rashi as having said that that's the way it's supposed to be. So he says, Chas v'sholom, mipnei sheyesh chasrei das, there are people who are missing seichel. Toyim, they made a mistake, the divrei Rashi, ulameidim imenu, and they misunderstood from Rashi, shahadai yesh lo lahapech v'schus osu shabire. He should argue out the case on behalf of the baldin who chose him. The omei b'mkoman, he's supposed to represent his baldin, for what purpose? Lachapes b'dvarim ashaloi kadin, to argue false tainas. That's what they do. That's the common practice. You pick a borer, and the borer who knows how to scream loudest, and knows how to falsify the case best, is usually the one who wins. So he says, v'nogu kama anashim lo v'lehem bal tachbulois. They pick dreikep. A person knows how to drei and drei, and they all say v'nitlim b'direi Rashi, and they all rely on Rashi. Say, oh, Rashi said it. Rashi and Taisa said it. It's supposed to be Mahapet because Chalila v'chas, he says, Chas v'sholem, there is no such thing. But Diktatu v'dvarov, Shikos of the Sabri, he says, that's not what Rashi said. Rashi says, the one who is, the Baldin who picked the Dayan will think that if there's any argument that could have been advanced on my behalf, it certainly would have been advanced by my behalf. But it doesn't mean the Dayan is supposed to present false tainas. He's supposed to try to be mahapach a little bit. Look, he was chosen by that baldin. He should try to look up the din of Shulchan Aruch, try to see if there's any legal way that his party should win. But it's not that he should do anything that's illegal. That's against our law. It's against our law. It's a scandalous situation. Many argue that we should do away with the whole zab law today in America. So you just get the false but the din. So again, so what's the machlokes hatanaim? This is a takana de pashut pshat, so this part is a takana de rabbanan. Even if you hold that it's a din deraisa that the bezin should be chosen by the baladinim, but the nature of this choosing that one picks one dayan, one picks one dayan, that din is only with the rabbanan. So one should pick one dayan, one picks the other dayan. And then there's the machlokes hatanaim. So Rav Meir says not only do the two dayanim have to approve who the third dayan is, they have to approve each other also. It's not derech eretz to expect a dayan to participate in a din Torah if he's unhappy with the other two dayanim. But Rav Meir says you have to have the agreement of the both parties for the third dayan. And the Chachamim disagree. No, Since each Baldin picked his Dayan, if the two Dayanim will choose the third Dayan without any input at all from the Baladinim, against the wishes of the both Baladinim, that's also acceptable. That's considered as if the third Dayan was chosen by both Baladinim, because each one of the Baladinim picked his Dayan, who in turn picked the two Dayanim chose of the third Dayan. That's considered as if the whole Bezim was chosen by both parties. That's the Takana of the Rabban. Fine. How do we paskin? Whenever there's machleg zamen hacham, so yochid v'rab malach gram, we paskin like the chachamim, that there's no need to have input from the two baladinim on the third din. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote, this is only by medva mamurim if the bezin is going to paskin a real din. What if the bezin is going to paskin a pshara? So then a pshara you cannot force down the person's throat. He has to agree to a pshara, even though taka we recommended. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. They had all the three shittas on Davok. Some Tanayin held that it's prohibited to make a pshara. Some held that it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. Some said that it's an option. So we passed that it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah of tzai, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. Nonetheless, he cannot force a pshara bal korcho shalom. So the two baladinim have to agree who the third dayan is going to be, if it's going to be a case of a pshara. Most of the din in Torah now, we don't pass them straight, strict according to the din. Sometimes you have women come and testify. Sometimes you have Kroidim come and testify. The women are postulators, the Kroidim are postulators. You have Balaila, the Dini Torah take place Balaila. Sometimes it's all done by yeshiva. Everything is done in a very informal fashion. So we violate so many of the dinim that are supposed to be observed in a strict in Torah. Basically all the Dini Torah that we have today are pshara. It all depends how much of a pshara they're in agreement to do, whether they agree to any pshara that the Rabbanim think is acceptable, or it should be a pshara that's Kroidim Adin. Should be approximately what the Din Torah is, just a little bit of pshara, or even to agree to a lot of pshara. But the Baladinim have to agree to what level of pshara the Dayanim are going to make. So Bizman has said that all the Din Torah are really pshara, so the din, even the Chachamim would agree to Reb Meir, that you would have to have the both Baladinim have to agree who the third Dayan is going to be. Otherwise he can't force, it's like forcing a pshara on the Baladinim. Otherwise it's not acceptable. Okay. So the first din in the Mishnah, more or less, we understand. It's a discussion of Machlokes Ramei and Chachamim on the nature of this Takana de Rabbanan of Zebor Le'echod. Zebor Le'echod, how do you establish the Herak of HaBezin? How do you decide who the three members of the Bezin should be? Then the Mishnah continues, Zeb Poysel Dainu Shal Zeb, Zeb Poysel Dainu Shal Zeb, Divrei Reb Meir. You pick one die and I pick a die, and the two die on and pick the third die. Fine. You picked your Dayan, I passel him. What do you mean I passel him? Divrei Meir. Meir says I can passel your Dayan. Chachamim Omrim, you can't passel my Dayan. Hey, Mosai, when can I passel your Dayan? Mizman shemevi aleim raya shein kroik mapsulim. Only if I'll bring witnesses, not that I myself should be believed to say your Dayan is a criminal, he's a crook. No, if I'll bring witnesses who will testify that he's a ganefa, that he's related to one of the baladinim, then he's passel. You cannot passel. So what exactly is the machlokes ha-tanaim here? The Rav Meir says, I can passel your dayan. How can I passel your dayan? What's going on over here? So the Gemara starts a whole discussion on this, on the third very wide line. Kol kemirei the passel dayanay. Well, what's going on over here? How can I passel your dayan? And for the Gemara, Om Rav Yechon Barkoshe b'sur yoshon. Abo mumchim lo. What does that mean? The Mishnah is talking about a case where you picked as your Dayan, or I picked as my Dayan, we picked someone who's Yadua that is an Amoritz. He'll admit himself, he'll be the first one to say he doesn't know the first thing, he can't read Hebrew. He doesn't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch at all. Just gonna guess what he thinks the din is. So Rameya says, if I say, I don't want your Dayan, I don't want a Pshara, I want a real din. And your Dayan doesn't know how to learn. So Rameya says, Zeh Poysel Dayan Shel Zeh, because he doesn't know how to learn. And the Chachamim disagree. Why do the Chachamim disagree? There is a din later on the next daf that the Gemara is going to talk about soon at length. And the very next daf, Chof Dalet Amin Aleph. So there's a Mishnah. What if the Mishnah 10 lines from the bottom of the daf? Amar Loi Neman Alay Abba Neman Alay Avicha Neman Alay Shlosha Roi Bokar. So there are cases where, let's say we have a din Torah, so you have to have Kosher at 8 and you have to have Kosher at Dayanim. What if I agree to accept whatever my father testifies, for or against me, whatever he says, I'll accept, even though he's really postulated. Or let's say I'll accept my father or your father or our cousins as the Dayonim or as the Eidim in the case. Whatever they say should be accepted. And then they go and they testify against me, or they paskin against me that I'm chayim. So later on when I hear the good news that they said against me, so then I say, I back out, I change my mind, I don't want to accept them. Or, we accept the three Amei Ha'aretz. The one of lie, I accept to judge the case, Shlosha Roi Bokar, three shepherds. What's wrong with shepherds? Shepherds are nice people, but they're Amei Ha'aretz. Mishnah's assuming that the Roi Bokar is going to be an Am Ha'aretz. So if you accept it upon yourself, Pasala Edom, Pasala Dayanim, so there's going to be a whole discussion in the Tanoim. Do you have the right to back out or not? See, here in this case, here in this case, Rabbi Yechanan learns Pshat Bar Kosha B'Suri Yishonu, this is a mokum, let's say, in Syria, where we know that these people, the Arkoyas, these Jewish people, always judge all the Dine Torah. They don't know how to learn, and the community always goes to them. So the question is, do you consider it as if we had all been mekabel these people as Dayanim? So you cannot back out. The Gemara says, there's in the next Mishnah, Chov Dal Anav, there's a machlekes Ramir Nachachamim, at what point do you have a right to back out? When we accept the Pasala Eidim, or Pasala Dayanim, and then let's say before he testifies, or before he gives the Psak Din, do I have a right to say I back out? So the Gemara is going to have different opinions. We're going to have to discuss it soon, in the Hemshech HaSugya. But there is you will certainly reach a certain point after which it's already too late. It's already too late to back out from the Pesach after that point has been reached. So the Gemara now, Rabbi Yechanan understands that that's the Machloikis HaTanayim in the Mishnah. Zed Posel Dayan Shal Zed, Zed Posel Dayan Shal Zed. We're talking about a case of Kosher B'Suya. It's not a secret. Everybody knows that they don't know how to learn. So Rabbi Meir says, I can say I don't allow you to use that Dayan. It's a Dovi Yadu on the force of me. He does know how to learn. And the Chachamim say, no. Since the whole Kehillah always uses these people as a Dayanim, it's considered as if we had all been the Kabbal then on our case. Even though Reuben and Shimon, these two people have lived in Torah, never had any shaykhs with these Dayanim. They never had a court case at all. Since the whole community always uses these Dayanim who are apostles, so it's considered as if there had been a Kabbalah in the most serious way that you shouldn't be able to back out anymore. So that's the Machlekes Rameyah Nachacham. So Rav Meir says he can't back out, and Chachamim say no, it's considered like a Kabbalah, that you cannot back out anymore. Frag the Gemara, does this fit into the Mishnah? Abu Mumchim lo, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the only case where there's a Machlekes Rav Meir and Chachamim is if it's Harkosha B'Suria, when the Dayanim, when I chose a Dayan, you chose a Dayan, doesn't know how to learn. But if they really know how to learn, I cannot passel. Frag the Gemara, Hamadiktani Seife, but it says, the Chachamim say you cannot passel. So they say, hey, Masai, when can you passel? The other one's Daim is Mansha, maybe Raish, and Kerid Mapsulim. If I bring witnesses who testify that the Daim that you chose is a Ganav, or the Daim that you chose is a relative. Ablam Hoik Sheer, Mamun Fumim Pibez, then Yachal of Hoislam. So you're talking about a case. Rab Meir and Chachamim are arguing in a case when they are Mumchim Pibez. Mumchim Pibez means that they know how to learn. So I can have Yechran claim that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they don't know how to learn. Mechlal de Rav Meir, but Mumche Nami Kami. See, Rav Meir says you can poisel dinoshol zeh, even if he does know how to learn. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Rabbi Yechanan reads it like this. Ochekom, avlam hoyuk sheirin. If the Dayanim have a good reputation, they are not rishoyim, and they are not kraivim, even though they are Amei Ha'aretz, the Chachamim hold, we treat them as if nasa ki mumche mipimez v'meyachan al-foslam. We treat them as if they're mumchim ipimezim. We treat them as if they knew how to learn, because since the whole community always uses these dayanim, even though everybody knows they don't know how to learn, since the whole community always relies on these dayanim, so it's considered as if it's a kabbalah even on our case. Even on our case, nobody was in kabbalah anything. If you pick this dayan, it's considered as if all the people in the kehillah had already been in kabbalah this dayan as a kosher dayan. Then the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbi Yechanan, it still doesn't fit in Toshma. Omer lo Rav Meir, the Braisa presents another version of the way the Chachamim argued. Lo kol amenu shepasel dayan shemumchol arabim. Mumchol arabim means he's a crackerjack, he's an expert dayan. How can you call an Amharitz a mumchol arabim? So the Gemara, Eima, no, zogazoy. Not that the correct reading in the Braisa should not be mumchol arabim. Lo kol amenu shepasel dayan shehinchuhu rabim aleihem. The Dayan who has been chosen by the community, that he always judges cases and everybody knows he does know how to learn. So the Chachamim hold, that's considered as if it's a Kabbalah is if all of the members of the community have accepted him as a kosher dayan, and once you accepted a possible dayan as a kosher dayan, you cannot back out. If he makes a mistake, can he be overruled? That is the din. The Gemara had early on later the whole sugya of Torah b'shikal adas, that if let's say there are different, sometimes there are disputes in Shulchan Aruch about certain din. So if we went for din Torah to one bezin and they paskin one way, they didn't make a mistake. That's their opinion. They know how to learn. They paskin. If you go to another bezin, that'll paskin. You can find another bezin and paskin fakir. It is lo malav lo morg. Once the first bezin paskin on the case is closed. Unless you can demonstrate that the first bezin actually made a mistake, and they themselves will admit that they made a mistake. If you can demonstrate that they clearly made a mistake, so then you can reverse the psak of members of the first bezin have to be honest enough to reverse the psak themselves. So then the Gemara Davab explained there are different kinds of errors that could possibly be made. There's a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah and a Torah B'Shikal Adas. Torah B'Dvar Mishnah means it's just an outright error, not a judgment call. It's an outright error, clear-cut mistake. So then the psak is not valid. It's reversed. But if it's a Torah B'Shikal Adas, it was a questionable issue. So even if the first bezin themselves say, we change our minds, the second bezin says, we would never have paskin like that. And then they send the letter, they call up the members of the first bezin, and the first bezin says, yeah, we reconsider, we made a mistake, we shouldn't have paskin like that. So then the Gemara says, the members of the first bezin have no right to reverse the psak. Since originally they paskin in favor of one, so he has the right to keep the money. Whoever won the first time has the right to keep the money, and the case is considered closed. The different kinds of mistakes that could be made. So you're right, if the dayanim are such amei haaretz, they're going to make an outright mistake that's going to be taught with Mishnah. So it does make a difference, the fact that the whole community always goes to them. If they're going to make a mistake, HaToyvet VaMishneh, so then the psak will be reversed if you'll get another bezin to get them to realize that they were Toyvet VaMishneh. But if it'll only turn out that it'll be a Toyvet B'Shikal Adas, not such an outright mistake, then it'll be Farfal. Whoever won the first time will have won. And then the discussion will be whether the Dayanim have to make good, whether they have to pay from their pocket to the one whom they babble, the one against whom they said should lose the first time. Okay, that's Rabbi Yechonin's pshat in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara frek takasha, just a minute, this machloikis. So again, there are three parts to the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is that each one is a machloik zamein hachacham. The first part of the Mishnah is a machloik zamein hachachamim, who picks the third dayan. Rabbi Meir says, the Tavea picks one dayan, the Nitva picks one dayan. And not only do the both dayanim have to approve who the third dayan is, both of the baladinim have to approve who the third dayan is. Shnehem, two baladinim pick the third dayan. And we don't pass like Rav Meir in the case of Din. In the case of Pshari, yes? In the case of Din, we pass like the Chachamim. Shnei dayanim barlein moed echad. You don't need that the two baladinim should agree who the third dayan should be. That's not necessary. Since each one of the baladinim picked each one of the two dayanim, so the two dayanim choosing the third dayan is considered as if the third dayan had been chosen by the two baladinim, and that's good enough. Fine, that's the first case. Then you have the second and the third parts of the Mishnah is a machleik zameh and a chacham. A mayor says, you pick your dayan, I can passel up your dayan. The chacham say, what are you talking about? How can you passel his dayan? Then the third case is, Ramey holds, I can passel your aid. You come with two witnesses, one witness, two witnesses, whatever. I say, your witness is a ganach, he's possel, he's a rosha. He's not bar mitzvah, he's a relative. I say that he's not acceptable, and you say that it's not true. So the Rav Meir says, I am believed to passel up your aid. And the Chachamim say, what are you talking about? How can you passel up my aid? He's a kosher aid. So the Gemara wants to know, what's going on in the second case and in the third case, what's the machlokes? So Rabbi Yechonin explained the case by the Zed Poisel Dinah Shel Zed. It's a special case, only Akosha B'Suria, but we all know that these Dayanim are Amei Haaretz. And Amoritz is possible, no question about it. Amoritz is possible, even if it turns out that he fell in and he paskin right, Alpi Mikri paskin right, but officially he was possible, and he doesn't know how to learn. So Rav Meir says, I can passel Yadayim. Chacham say no. Since it's Himchum, Rabbi Malem, the whole community always uses these dayanim. So it's considered as if we had accepted these dayanim, even though we never said a word about these dayanim. It's considered as if we accepted the dayanim. Also, all the members of the Kehila are considered as if they were all Mekabalah, then the Mishnah says on the next daf that once you're Mekabalah Dayanim, you cannot back out. Alright, so that's the Machloikis Amen HaChacham in that case. Shreg de Gemara, if that's the Machloikis, in that case, by Zed Pesel Dayan Shalzeh, what are you going to say by Zed Pesel Eidav Shalzeh? You're going to say also that he's an Amharetz. The Eid is an Amharetz. The Eid doesn't have to be learned. The Dayan has to be learned. The Eidim don't have to know how to learn. The Eidim just have to be kosher Eidim. People who are honest, they're not Ganovim. And they're not crazy. So that's what the Gemara asked Akasha. Frag the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. For her Eidim, Kimumchim Dami, Eidim don't have to be Tamid HaChamim. Even if they're Rami Horeb, they're also Kashal Eidis. And nonetheless, it's also Machleg Zameh HaChamim, as it says later in the Mishnah. Zed Pais Leidim Shal Zed Pais Leidim Shal Zed Ibrah Meir. So what's over there? The Omer Meir Zed Pais Leidim Shal Zed, what's going on? What's going on over here? How can it be the Ramei holds I can pass all your Eidim? What is that based on? So the Gemara, Omer Ishlokish, Ishlokish said on the Mishnah, he thought he couldn't understand it. Bekodesh Yermadov Azeh, he says on Ramei, how can you say such a thing? What right do I have to pass all his Eidim? His Eidim are kosher. Tani, Ishlokish says, it must be that it's a mistake in the Mishnah. The way we have it written in the Mishnah says, Ed Paisel Eidov. In the plural. You brought two witnesses, or I brought two witnesses. I have no manus to say your two witnesses are possible. You have no manus to say my two witnesses are possible. So Rish Lakish says that doesn't make any sense. How can I pass up your two witnesses? It must be the Giris should be you brought one aid. So it means like this, one aid is not really sufficient for a case of Dini Mamnes. But you said you're going to bring one aid, and I say it's such a lie, the case that you're building up such a lie. If you'll bring me one kosher aid, I'll be willing to pay. If you'll bring one aid who says that I'm chayiv, I agree to pay. Then I see one guy walking into Bez, and he's prepared to testify. So I say, I change my mind. I want to revert back to the din atar. If you bring two aid, I back out. First, I agreed, if you bring one aid, I'll be mekabel, like the Mishnah says on the next staff. I can be mekabel my father as a dayan. I can be mekabel my father as an aid. You can be mekabel amihor, it says dayanim, roi boker. Or you can be mekabel an aid, echod mekabel shnei aidim. Eidechot is not enough to be mighty moment, but if you're masking, if the one against whom the Eidechot is going to testify says, if you'll bring one aid, is going to say that I'm chayv, I'll be happy to pay. So then, can you back out or not? So that'll be the machloikas or mea nechacham. So that's where Reish Lakish is. He says, Tek Kodesh Yomadov is there, Rab Meir. He says to Rab Meir, how can you say such a thing? Reish Lakish lived many generations after Rab Meir, but he's Kielu, he's talking to Rab Meir. Tek Kodesh, how can he say such a thing? Yomadov is there, how can you parcel the other one's aid? It must be Tini. The correct use in the Mishnah should be Eido. It means that there's only Eid Echo. So the Gemara is going to explain. So what does that mean? Frek the Gemara, Eido Lamai. Eid Echo for what purpose? Ilei Molamamin. If it's a Din Torah, we were discussing whether someone has to pay someone else or not. So what do I have to passel your Eid Echo for? The Halacha says that Eid Echo is no good in Dini Mamin. So Rahmana Paslai. The Torah says that Eid Echo is no good. So you don't need me to passel. If the whole din Torah that we're discussing is whether someone has to swear or not, so there the din is that Eid Echad is good. The Halacha says that Eid Echad is believed to make someone swear. Eid Echad says, I owe you money, and I say it's not true. So I have to swear to be makrish to yeh. So the Gemara says, no, the answer is like this. The case is we're having a din Torah, you say I owe you money, and I say I don't owe you the money. And you say you're going to bring Eidim, and I say you're never going to find that Eidim because the whole thing is a lie. And you say you can bring one aid, and I say, oh yeah? Let me say, you'll bring one aid, I'll agree to pay. If you bring one aid who says that I'm chayiv, I agree to pay. So that's the Gemara. It's Lloyd Tzricha, the case in the Mishnah is, Reish Lakish understood the Mishnah, the Kavli Alei Kevei Trei, I accepted upon myself to take the word of the Eid Echad as if it would have been two witnesses, that since I accepted it upon myself, that's the Machlek Zameh Nachacham. So Meir says you can back out. That's what he says in the next daf also. And Daf Chav David, if I accepted Pasala Eidim, Pasala Dayanim, Rameir says you can always back out from your acceptance at a certain point. It's already Acharik Echlos Akol, after the whole case is all over, it's too late. But before the case is over, so Rameir says he can back out. We're going to have to discuss exactly the details. At what point can you back out? So Rameir holds he can back out, and Chacham says he cannot back out. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Michael Mashmalon said, what is the Mishnah telling me? Rameir holds you may back out, The Chacham hold, you have no right to back out. Fekdik mar tanino. That's exactly what it says in the next Mishnah, the next Daf. The same machlekes a man the Rabbanon. Omra loy, one bandin says to the other, Neman alay abo, neman alay avich, neman alay shloshe roi bokar. I accept a dayan or an aid, it doesn't make a difference who's a relative, either my relative or your relative. I accept a bezin of three roi bokar, three amei haaretz. Rameir says, you may back out, yochalachsebo. You're permitted to back out at a certain point. No, once you've accepted an aid, yochalachsebo, you cannot back out. So we know that that's already a machlokes Rameir and Rabbanon. In the second Mishnah, Daf Chav Dalet, how can Rish Lakish interpret that that's the machlokes in our Mishnah? That's the same machlokes as Hastings Rish Lakish says, that's the machlokes in the case that Poisel Dina Shal Zeb is that Poisel Dina Shal Zeb. Why? We're talking about a Dayan who's our Kosher the Surya. Rabbi Yechonah says he's an Amoris. So Rameir says that Poisel Dina Shal Zeb. You can back out, you can. One Baldin picks an Amharitz to be his dayan. He picks an Amharitz. The whole community always uses this Amharitz as a dayan. So all of a sudden today, you pick them, like everybody else does, and I say he's no good, he's an Amharitz. So Meir says you can back out, like he says in the next daf. Even if you accept it in your case, you can back out. Chum say no, since the whole community always uses him as a dayan, it's considered as if every individual member of the community had been mekabel him. So just like they say in the next daf, once you're mekabel apostle of dayan, it's too late. You cannot back out. So the sailor here also, you cannot back out by the dayan. And then zed poisel eido, Rish Lakish reads that he says you have to change the girsa. Eido shel zed poisel eido shel zed. The way it's written in the Mishnah, Rish Lakish says, is impossible. How can it be? You brought two kosher eidim, and I'm believed to say that you're eidim apostle. I'm an eged b'dover. I have known them once to say you're eidim apostle. It means that you brought one eid echad. And I said, okay, if you'll bring one eid echad kashin, he'll testify that I owe the money, I'll pay. So Rameir says, I can back out from my promise. I promised to pay the money if the eid echad will testify against me. The Chum say, no, you cannot back out. That's all the same as the next Mishnah. So the Gemara's the kasha is just a repeat in the Mishnayis. What do you need? So why is it repeated in this Mishnah? All right, so one is by a dayin and one is by an eid. Zed posel dayin shal zed, that's by a dayin. Zed posel eid shal zed, that's by an eid. But everything is said that we understand why this is repeated. What do you need another Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet for? It's right there, the same thing, Ibbe Gechaset all over again. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Then the Gemara says, V'omas. So we already understand the Kasha. The Gemara asks, it comes out that the Mishnah and Daf Chav Dalet is simply a repeat of the Mishnah and Daf Chav Gimel. Why does the Mishnah? Mishnah and Daf Chav Gimel is also a repeat. The second part and the third part of the Mishnah are repeat, but at least one part of the Mishnah goes on a being the Kabbalah apostle of dying, and one part of the Mishnah goes on being Kabbalah apostle of. But then you have the whole Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet, and now there's a vital repeat of this Mishnah. Why do you need everything repeated? So one could have Leolam, you could have given a simple answer, but the Gemara wants to explain that that answer is not correct. You could have said like this. The Mishnah Daf Chav Gimelam and Aleph, there's only one psul. I have an eid echad, and a dintera moment is when you really need two eidim. So there's only one psul. Or we're picking three dayanim. You pick one dayan, I pick one dayan, two dayanim, we're going to pick a third dayan. We have three dayanim. One of the dayanim, you pick the dayan who's an amoritz. But the whole community always uses that dayan. You pick the dayan who's yadu as an amoritz. So there's one psul, the other two dayanim kasha, that one is no good. Maybe the reason why it's repeated on Daf Chav Dalet is Neman Alay Abo, maybe it's to tell me that the same Machlekes Hatanoim, where there's only one psul, applies even in a case where it's Tarti L'Reyusa, where we're saying we will accept the psak of my father despite the fact that number one, you don't have a bezin of three, you only have a bezin of one. So it's already no good. Number two, it's a relative of ours, so it's a Tarti L'Reyusa, you have two strikes against you. The bezin is possible for two reasons. Number one, you only have one rabbi, you only have one member of the Bezin. Number two, the one member of the Bezin is a relative to one of the two Baladin. So maybe that's why the Mishnah finds it necessary to repeat everything on Daf Chav Dalet. And I have to tell you that the same Machlekes Rameh and HaChamim that was presented on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where there's one psul, applies even in a case where there's a double psul. Why should it make a difference, one psul or two psulim? So the Rishayim say why. You could have said like this, even the HaChamim, who say, once you're a mekabel apostle of aid, and once you're a mekabel apostle of dayan, so you cannot back out, that's only if the psul is not so terrible, it's not such an awful psul. So it's reasonable to say he was mekabel on himself the psak that'll come out based on the pasul of bezin or the pasul of dayan. But what if it's a particular use? It's a case where the bezin is pasul with two strikes against it. It's only a one man bezin instead of three, and the one man bezin is a ganach, or the one man bezin is a relative. That the fellow was mekabel a pasul of aid or a pasul of dayan. One pasul of aid bimkaim two aid. So you have two strikes against you. It's no good for two reasons. First of all, there's only Eid Echad, should have been two Eidim. Secondly, the Eid Echad himself is a Pasul Eid. So the two Psulim, well, let's say they accepted one Dayan instead of three, and the one Dayan that they accepted is a relative or a crook. So in the case of Tarta de Reusa, he says that the Chachamim would say you can't back out. The Chachamim are not talking about such a case. He says, Kigon, the Mishnah is only, and the Mishnah, Davchav Gimel, Davchav Dalad and Aleph, he's only talking about a case kigon the kapli alei bechad. I accepted Neman alayaba as one of the three dayanim. Not the father is going to take the place of all the three dayanim. We're not talking about a case of tarta l'reusa. If you have a case of tarta l'reusa, the chachamim would agree to Rameh that you can't back out because that's so far-fetched. It's such a big psul. It's a little ridiculous that anybody should accept such an exaggerated psul. So even the rabbanim would agree that that his agreement was really silly and not meaningful. That's how Taisus interprets the Gemara. That's the Taisus on Daf Chav Dalet and Aleph, Amar Avdimi, and that's the Taisus over here on the top of Chav Gimel and Beis, V'Yomar Avdimi. The same Taisus appears twice, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now, whenever you have a case of Tarta L'Reusa, whenever there are two psulim against the Eid, the two psulim against the Dayan, so Taisus reads in the Gemara that the Rabbanah will be masking with Reb Meir, that the fellow can't back out. That's a ridiculous Kabbalah. We assume it's an umdina that he never really. Talking about similar cases when there's only one psul, you're accepting one psul, so then you have a kasha. Why is the same achleg zamer rabbonah? Why is it repeated? It's repeated twice on Chav Gimel Aleph, once by a day and once by an eight. Okay, but then why is it all repeated again on Chav Dalet and Aleph? The exact same did. How many times did we get chaz? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara on the second line, no tzricha. I need the two mishnayos because the two psulim are not the same level as psul. Just like we explained that if you would have a case of Tarta L'Reusa, where you have two psulim in the Bezin, the two psulim in the Eidim, it's so much puzzle that it doesn't really make any sense to say that he really agreed to accept such a Bezin. It's an umdina that he never really meant it, that he wasn't serious when he was Mekabalat. So the Gemara says now, Tzricha, I need both the Mishnah Chav Gimel and the Mishnah Chav Dal because the two types of psulim are not similar. In Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, you're talking about accepting testimony of an Eid Echad kosher instead of two kosher Eidim. The halacha always requires two Eidim to be Maitzi Mammon. For Shvu Eid Echad is enough. But in order to be Maitzi Mammon, you always require two Eidim. So if he accepts Eid Echad instead of two, so that's a Machleg Zameh Nerabban. Eid Echad is not acceptable. That's in every Din Torah. Whenever there's an term between Reuben and Shimon, Eid Echad is not acceptable. So that, on the one hand, you can say Eid Echad is a more universal psul, is a bigger psul than the psul of Kroivim. Kroivim are only, and this didn't turn when it's me against you, so this guy's related to me, he's related to you. This guy's a good aid, and another didn't turn, he'll be perfect. He'll be kosher lahoy. And this didn't turn, he's no good. So there's room to argue the point and say that maybe the only time there's a machloek is hatanoim. Let's start from Chav Gimel. Maybe the only time there's a machleg is a man, a chachamim, can you back out from your kabbalah? I accepted apostle Eid or apostle Dayan. Maybe that's only like these cases. And Amoritz is possible for Dayanis and any din Torah. Eid Echad is possible for Eidis and any din Torah. So maybe here it's a machleg is a man, a rabban. A man says, yeah, it's a joke. It's an umdina that he wasn't serious. They were mekabel apostle a dayan. What kind of an amoret as a dayan? Bar kosher besuya. The whole community always uses him, so it's considered like a kabbal, as if every individual member of the community had been mekabel that amoret as a dayan. So that's the old machlekes. A man the rabbanu. Once you're mekabel a dayan apostle, can you back out from your kabbalah or not? And the machlekes by is that apostle a dov shalzeh. So Reish Lakish says it can't be. How could Rav Meir say that? It must be Tani, the Girsa should read Eido, it's Eid Echod instead of two Eidim. So that's the same old Machlekes Amen and Rabbanon. And the Mishnah has to record it both the case of Harkosha Besuria and Eid Echod and Kroivim to tell me that in all three cases it's a Machlekes Amen and Rabbanon. One might have thought Svaris Lachalek, Shain. That's how the Gemara says. This is the Pshat, this is how Reish Lakish reads the Mishnah. Tani Eido. It must be a mistake in the Girsa. Instead of saying Zeh Poisel Eidov Shalzeh, they should say Zeh Poisel Eidov. He brought an Eidov. Then the more Tainers, they find it hard to believe that there's a mistake in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was so careful. It says originally Zeh Poisel Dayno Shalzeh in the singular. It doesn't say Zeh Poisel Dayonov Shalzeh. It says Dayno. Then in the Sefer it says Zeh Poisel Eidov Shalzeh. Zeh Poisel Eidov Shalzeh. It says the word Eidov twice. Even on the Reish, it says the word dino in the singular twice. So it sounds like it's very meduyak. That's the Gemara's time. How can Reish Lakish say that there's a mistaken reading in the Mishnah? Tani, Eido, you should reread the Mishnah. You should correct the word Eido, that it should read Eido. That doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's kasha. About 8 lines from the top. The Gemara's time is in the middle of the line. How many tani Reish dino we say for Eido? It's a shinui loshin. Alma davke katani. See that the Mishnah is very meduyik. How can you tell me? How can Reish Lakish tell me that there's a misprint? There's a Torah sefer in the Mishnah. Days of Rabbi Reish Lakish, they were probably saying over the Mishnah is Baal Peh. He says, "What do you mean? They made a mistake? No, they were medakte. And the Reish it says in the singular, and the sefer it says in the plural. So that's why the other Amoraim are not happy with that pshat. The Reish Lakish says that." The two cases, both the apostle Dinah and the apostle Leidav, and everything is all the same thing. Everything is a repeat from Dav Chav Dalin and Abed Tzvichas. They don't like that pshat. So Rab Loza comes with a whole new fantastic story. Omer Rab Loza, the story is like this. The Bohu Liachel of Islam. You come with two Aden who testify on the Torah. And then I say to the Bezin, how can you accept his testimony? I know that I was watching once in the dormitory when he stole money from someone else. I was watching when he robbed the bank. I was watching when he once Michal Shabbos. He did an Aveira, and whoever does an Aveira is a Rasha in his Pasolaidus. So if the Baldin testifies that the aid is a Rasha, he's Pasolaidus, so he testifies that he's related. And the other Baldin says he's not related, he the Bezin will say, no, you can't. The Bezin will say, you can't bring those Eidim. We have already established a month ago that they're no good. But if you come today and you bring kosher Eidim and people who are assumed to be kosher Eidim, and now today I wake up and I say, no, these people are not kosher Eidim, So how can the Bezdin listen to me? I have to bring two other Eidim to say that they're Pasul. Of a Bohu v'yachal v'fosl, me, the Baldin, Shekineged, with another Eid Echad. How are the two of us believed? My Eidus is not acceptable, and I'm an Eged the Eidusai. And for the Gemara, we're talking about, in Shulchan Aruch, the Din is quoted that an Eged is Pasul Eidus. Yeah. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a famous dispute. It's relevant for reading the next line of the Gemara, so may as well discuss it now. There's a famous machloikis between the Levush and the Sma. Why is a Negev Pasolatus? Why is it that if I have, let's say in this case, you bring two witnesses and I say the two witnesses are both, they once robbed the bank, the Pasolatus. So why is it that a Negev is Pasolatus? So some Achrenim hold that a Negev, there's a Hashash Meshake. We're afraid that maybe they're telling a lie. If I stand to gain money by testifying that your witnesses are apostle, so we're choshish that I may be telling a lie. And others hold, no, what do you mean chashash meshake? You never choshish that people are going to testify falsely. The Mishnah has a machloike satanoim regarding ha'ohe v'hasone. Where is that? Ha'ohe v'hasone. Talking about similar cases when there's only one psul, you're accepting one psul, so then you have a kasha. Why is the same achleg zamer rabbanon? Why is it repeated? It's repeated twice on Chav Gimel Daf, once by a die and once by an eight. Okay, but then why is it all repeated again on Chav Dal Manaf, the exact same din? How many times did it gechaz? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara on the second line, no tzricha. I need the two mishnayos because the two psulim are not the same level as psul. Just like we explained that if you would have a case of Tarta Lereyusa, where you have two psulim in the Bezin, the two psulim in the Eden, it's so much puzzle that it doesn't really make any sense to say that he really agreed to accept such a Bezin. It's an umdina that he never really meant it, that he wasn't serious when he was Mekabalat. So the Gemara says now, Tzricha, I need both the Mishnah Chav Gimel and the Mishnah Chav Dal because the two types of psulim are not similar. In Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, you're talking about accepting testimony of an Eid Echad Kosher instead of two Kosher Eidim. The Halacha always requires two Eidim to be Maitzi Mammon. For Shvu Eid Echad is enough, but in order to be Maitzi Mammon, you always require two Eidim. So if he accepts Eid Echad instead of two, so that's a Machleg Zamein Rabban. Eid Echad is not acceptable, that's in every din Torah. Whenever there's an term between Reuben and Shimon, Eid Echad are kosher ladies, but the pasul to serve as a dayan. Because a dayan has to give a hachro, so sometimes, subconsciously, he'll have it in for the other one, and he'll give a hachro, the raw, against his enemy or in favor of his friend. But to give Eidus is just telling over the facts, what happened. So we pass like the Chom, you're not choshed that a person is going to be mishak. So here there's a question, when the Chachomim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and they hold Hoi Vaseinu is kosher, mean that you never passel up anybody from Eidus because of Chashash Meshaker, it means in this case. So we discussed it on Daf Tes on the days. There was one day in Pesach, Pesach says over there, that a Seinei Gomer is passel Eidus. So the Marshal pointed out, Mitesis Lutzona Roshu. So the Tesis had one pshad, Nirva is a Seine, so a Seine is possible. So the Marshal pointed out over there, the Ktseis quotes the Marshal, on the bottom of the Marshal there, on Daf Tesla and Beis. The Marshal pointed out that even though we pass like the Chachomim in the Mishnah, the Nechshad Yisrael Alkah, so this one day in Tesis is that that's only a plain Oyev or a plain Seine. What if he's a real Oyev Gomer? Mamish, they're very close friends of a Seine Gomer, Mamish, not just Ladiba over Shlosh Yanim, it's a very Shalosh Shanim. 3 years, it's already 10 years that they hate each other. So then there's room to say that even the Chachamim would agree with Rav Yehuda that there is a Hashash Meshach. Oh, see, if you hold like that, the Chachamim hold that a real Oyev Gomer, a real Soyden Gomer, out, that's only because the Psul is not so severe. It's only a Korev, and another Din Torah, the Korev would have been good to serve as a diner in Eitz. Even though in this case he's a Korev, if you accepted him, so you cannot back out from the Kabbalah. But if you're mekabel tied to the Reusa, that's ridiculous. That's an umdina that he wasn't serious. Even if you mekabel only one psul, chod of the Reusa, but the chod of the Reusa is such a serious psul, You're accepting an Amharitz, and Amharitz is no good to be a dayan in any case. Accepting an Echad is no good in any din Torah to serve as, to be Maitzi Mom. So one might have thought, perhaps the Rabbanah will not disagree with Rebbe. So that's why you need the both Mishnayos. That's how the Gemara suggests. Perhaps that's Reish Lakish's pshat in the Mishnah. He put together Rabbi Yechanan with Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan said that the Machlokes Ramei and the Rabbanon by the Zed Poisel Dinoshal Zeh is talking about a case. They were Mekabel, Apostle, a Dayan, what kind of, an Amoritz, as a Dayan. Barkosha Besuya, the whole community always uses him. So it's considered like a kabbal, as if every individual member of the community had been the kabbal that Amharitz as a dayan. So that's the old machlekes, a man and a rabbanon. Once you're a kabbal, a dayan posel, can you back out from your kabbalah or not? And the machlekes by Zed posel, a dov, shol zeh, so Reish Lakish says it can't be. How can Rav Meir say that? It must be tani, the girsah should read a dov, it's eid echod instead of two eidim. So that's the same old machlekes, a man and a rabbanon. And the Mishnah has to record it both the case of Arkosha Besuria and Eid Echod and Kroivim to tell me that in all three cases it's a Machlekes Amen Rabban. One might have thought Svaras Lachalek, Shain. That's how the Gemara says. This is the Pshat. This is how Reish Lakish reads the Mishnah. Tani Eido. It must be a mistake in the Girsah. Instead of saying Zeh Poisel Eido Shalzeh, it should say Zeh Poisel Eido. He brought an Eid Echod. Then the Gemara Tainus, they find it hard to believe that there's a mistake in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was so careful. It says originally Zed Paisel Dino Shalzeh in the singular. It doesn't say Zed Paisel Dayonov Shalzeh. It says Dino. Then in the Sefer it says Zed Paisel Eidov Shalzeh. Zed Paisel Eidov Shalzeh. It says the word Eidov twice. Even on the Resh it says the word Dino in the singular twice. So it sounds like it's very meduyik. That's the Gemara's time. How can Reish Lakish say that there's a mistaken reading in the Mishnah? Tani Eido, you should reread the Mishnah. You should correct the word Eido that it should read Eido. That doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's Kasha, about 8 lines from the top. The Gemara Tain is in the middle of the line. How many Tani Reisha Daino, we say for Eido, it's a Shinui Loshin. Alma Dafke Katani, see that the Mishnah is very Meduyik. How can you tell me, how can Reish Lakish tell me that there's a misprint? There's a Tosai from the Mishnah. Days Rabbi Yechon Shlokes, they were probably saying over the Mishnah's Baal Peh. So he says, what do you mean? They made a mistake? No, they were medakte. In the Reisha it says in the singular, and the Sefer it says in the plural. So that's why the other Amoraim are not happy with that pshat. The Shlokes says that the two cases, both, you should say, no, the Chachamim disagree. In principle, you never postulate because of Chashash Meshaker. Lenechshed Yisrael Al-Kach means never ever. That's a Gzeiros HaKosel. Whenever Edom come, they believe. Kroivim apostolatus, and not of Korabates Alatzma, Kroivim to the Baldover apostle. So the Baldover Alain, the Baldover himself, is certainly apostolatus. So Nageya Bidi Eduso is possible because he's also considered a Baldover. Oh. So that's what the Gemara is going to be mefalpal in this sugi. The Gemara is going to be touching on that topic over here. The Gemara says, Bebohu Viacha Lefoislam. You bring to Aden. We're in the middle of a dintar, you bring to Aden. So I start laughing in the middle of the dinner. I say, what do you mean you bring those eidim? That eid is a ganav. So the business says, how do you know he's a ganav? I'll testify together. Eid Echod is not believed. I'll testify together with another guy. We were both there. We were watching the way he stole money from somebody. So the business says, but I'm not believed to say that he's a ganav. So I'm a negebi edusi. Maybe the reason why I'm saying he's a ganav in the middle of the dinner now, because he says that I'm chayiv money. So I want to knock him off to say that he's postulatus, he shouldn't be mechayvim money. So the Gemara says, maybe the case is, Amar Avraha, Beidi Rabika, special case, not that I said that he's a Ghana, Shikar Olavir, Ama'aran is Kasha. The Gemara says, what Iri? Iri the Mai. What am I saying about it? He lame if he should say, Iri the Gazlanusa, I'm shaking up his Cheskus Kashas by saying that he's a Ghana. So the Gemara says, Baitan, no, Kokamine. Since when is he believed? Negebi Yedusa, he's not believed there. I have namonas to pasal Yeredi. Craig, the Gemara, what are you talking? It's the Hanageya. Kokimine. What do you mean? The Baldin, the Tzatche Keneged, is believed to pasal the other one. Say, it's the Hanageya Yedusa. Of course he's going to say the Edom are no good. He's going to say anything in order not to have to pay the money in the case. He's the Hanageya Yedusa now. If he would have come last month and said that the guy's pasalate is anandamizing, he would have been believed. So even though today, let's say today we're going to have a din Torah, And the only witnesses that you can come who testify against me are these witnesses who have already been established last month as Kareivim or Psulim based on my testimony. But at the time that I testified last month, I wasn't an Agebi Egusi. I wasn't an Agebi Dov. It's out of the clear blue sky. So it has already been established that they're Pasul Eidus. So then, when you'll bring them today, the Bezel will say, no, you can't. The Bezel will say, you can't bring those Eidus. We have already established a month ago that they're no good. But if you come today and you bring kosher aid and people who are assumed to be kosher aid, and now today I wake up and I say, no, these people are not kosher aiders, so how can the Bezel listen to me? I have to bring two other aid in to say that they're post. Aber bohu b'yachal efoislam, me, the baldin, shekineged, with another aid echot, how are the two of us believed? My aid is not acceptable, and I'm an agedi edusai. And for the Gemara, we're talking about... In Shulchan Aruch, the din is quoted that in the Ge'ez postulates. Yeah. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a famous dispute. It's relevant for reading the next line of the Gemara, so may as well discuss it now. There's a famous machlokes between the Levush and the Sma. Why is a Ge'ez postulates? Why is it that if I have, let's say in this case, you bring two witnesses, and I say the two witnesses are both, they once robbed the bank, the postulates. So why is it that in the Ge'ez postulates? So some Achrenim hold that in the Geya there's a hashash meshaker. We're afraid that maybe they're telling a lie. If I stand to gain money by testifying that your witnesses are apostle, so we're choshish that I may be telling a lie. And others hold, no, what do you mean hashash meshaker? You never choshish that people are going to testify falsely. The Mishnah has a machloike satanoim regarding ha'ohe v'hasone. Where is that? Ha'ohe v'hasone. And Daf Chav Zayin on the base. The last three lines in the Mishnah. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. So the first Tana says, Ha'oye Ba'asayne, Rabbi Yudah, I'm not showing you. Rabbi Yudah says, Ha'oye Ba'asayne, Apostolates. What's an Oye Ba'asayne? Oye Ba'asayne Shbinot, his best friend. A very dear friend. And the Sayne, Kol Shal Adivah, Mishloshe Yamin B'Evo. If a person, let's say, the people I daven in a different shul every day. So I don't see these people the whole week. Then on Shabbos I see them. So the fact that I didn't give them Shalom Aleichem 3 days doesn't mean anything. But if he's Shaladibre Mishloshi Yom and Be'evo, I see him every day in shul and I'm angry at him and I don't say Shalom Aleichem. I don't greet him. I snub. Either the Chachamim disagree and they hold that the psul of Neged is because of Hashash Meshaker. This itself is the Machlokes. Or perhaps the Rabbanim say, no, he is a Baldova. Perhaps they agree in principle that the psul about the psul of Negeya is because of Baldover, but whereas Reb Meir says that postulative Shalzeh, you can't call him a Baldover if it's a psul on the whole, he's Ma'ara on the whole Mishpacha, the Rabbana hold no that he is, so he is a Baldover. So he is a Baldover. So that was the Pshat, who suggested, that was Reb Loza's suggestion. Reb Loza interprets, but Bohu v'yachal lefoislam, and the machleik is Rameyer and Achachamim. So the correct gears in the Mishnah is Zed Paisel Eidov Shalzeh. Zed Paisel Daino Shalzeh. The Zed Paisel Eidov Shalzeh. And the case that we're talking about is the Bohu V'yacher Lefoisla Mitam Tegam Mishpacha of Avdus. And Rameyer holds that there's no psul of Nageya, and Achachamim holds there is a psul of Nageya. All new interpretation. And Meir holds that the psul negei is because of Baldov. In this case, he can't call him a Baldov. And the Rabbanan disagree. We're not sure exactly what the Rabbanan disagree. Either the Rabbanan disagree in principle, they hold that the psul of negei is not because of Baldov, it's because of Chashash Meshaker, which Chashash is still kaim over here. Or no, maybe even if the Rabbanan are masking the psul of negei is because of Baldov, maybe they hold it still is a Baldov. Still is Baldov. It's a wild pshat. It's a wild pshat. Yosef Rabdimi Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He gave a third pshat. It's already a third pshat. Machloikis b'shtei kitei yedim. The machloikis in the case of Zed Paisel Eidiv Shalzeh, Zed Paisel Eidiv Shalzeh is a special case. It's not a regular case. Not a normal case. You have the Reuben and Shimon are fighting with each other, and Reuben says Shimon owes me $5,000. And I can bring four witnesses. It then says, oh, you have to bring two witnesses. He says, I can bring four witnesses to testify that he owes me the money. So Devaila, he brings two witnesses. So I say, these two witnesses, they're going to make me pay. These two guys are gone of him. They wrote in business, they're always cheating other people in business. I can get, me and another person will testify that they're ganav. Let's see the other two witnesses. What are the, who are the other two witnesses? Let's see what they have to say. So in that case, it's a machlekes or a mayan or a rabban. So a mayor says, zeh paisel eidav shozeh, zeh paisel eidav shozeh. Since the other fellow, the other baldin says, I have four witnesses, so you can't consider me a negeya b'yedusi when I knock off the first two, because it's not negeya b'yedusi. He claims he has another two witnesses, so let him bring the other two. It's not, I'm not considered ruining his case by tossing up the first two edim. He says he has another two. So let him bring the other two. It's not an again. The Chachamim say no. Sof kol sof, I am negeya b'yedusi. If I pass on the first two, he may not come up with the other two. So what is this issue? When he claims that he can bring four witnesses in the Baila, he only brings two. Am I considered negeya? The other baldin, is he considered a negeya b'yedusi? Is he considered negeya b'yeduso? When he wants to passel the first two mitam gazlanusa, let's say, or not. So that depends on the machlokes, whether tzorach levarer or ain't tzorach levarer. What does it mean? A person comes to the interest and says in the chumash, al pishnai edim yakodol. Says two edim is good enough. What if he claims that he has four edim? Would we insist, let him bring all four edim? Or we say, no, what should it be matriarch to bring four edim? The halacha says two edim is good, so that's good enough. So the Gemara says at this point that's a machlokes hatanai, whether tzorach levar edusoy, tzorach levar or ain't tzorach levar. If a fellow in a dintara, you have the two baladim, the tever with the nitva, so one of them claims he can bring so much evidence. And the halacha doesn't even require so much, the halacha requires it's sufficient with so much evidence. He claims he has so much more evidence. So do we require that he should bring the extra evidence that Nikar Adin wasn't really necessary? Or do we say, no, it's good without that? So the Gemara gives you the background. The Gemara gives you on the second wide line. There is a machlokes hatanaim, whether tzorach levar or not, in a certain case. On the first wide line on a daf. Leimo took to the Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamlikon, Mechlegi D'Tani, we have a braisa. A man has a cheskos habatim. I'm living in this field for the last couple of years, and comes the original owner, and he demonstrates that he used to own this karka, the bayis, and he says, it's mine, I never sold it to you. I went away on vacation there, he says, I locked up my house and you came in. So now that I came back to America, I want you to get out of my house. You're a ganav. You were living here, big zeil. The fellow who's living there for the last 3 years claims, so what does he claim? So if he has no claim whatsoever, he just says, well, I saw an empty house, I moved in. So the Mishnah says in Cheskes HaBatan, that's a chazokish eini matayim. So that's like he's admitting that the house is not his. So the Bezim will tell him to please move. We'll give it back to the Morakana. But if he claims a taina chazaka sheyeshi mantain, he says, I was living here for the last 3 years because I bought the field from you and you sold it to me and I had a shtar, but how long do I have to hold on to all of my shtars? Look, your tax forms you only have to hold on to for 5 years. So I threw out the tax forms after 5-10 years go by. So I threw out the shtars also. I thought it was quiet for so many years. I thought the Marakama is not going to come back and check for me. He's not going to. The original owner who sold me the field, a nice guy, we used to get along well together. He sold me the field, he gave me a shtar. I held on to the shtar for a few years, and then I burnt it with the chametz 1 year. So is he believed, the one who's living in the karka now, is he believed with that claim that I bought the karka, or you gave it to me with matana? He has a valid time, he says, I bought it legally, or you gave it to me as a matana, we were good friends. Is he believed in that? So the halacha says, if he can prove that he was using the house for 3 years, cheskes habatim, shalosh shanim, using the karka, the house, for 3 years, and the previous owner was probably aware of the fact that he was not shaykh. I mean, he doesn't live in Minnesota. He lives in New York, let's say, and the other guys in Eretz Yisrael, people going back and forth all the time, would have heard if someone's living in his house. And if three years went by and he didn't say, boo, the Marakama didn't say anything about it. Even though the Marakama lives in another country, but he would have heard reports of people visiting. He never complained. So that's the din of cheskes habatim shalosh shanim. A din deraisa, a din derabbanan, probably a din derabbanan. That if 3 years went by and the original owner didn't complain, so that the one who's living there for 3 years can claim it's mine, I bought it, then he wins the din term. So what happens if we have this sichsuch? You come back from Eretz Yisrael after 5 years, and you say, hey, what are you doing in my house? And I say, what are you putting on an act? What do you mean? You sold me the house before you went to Eretz Yisrael. I bought the house and I had a shtar and I held on to the shtar. And now I was cleaning out my papers before Pesach, so I threw out the shtar. How long do I have to hold on to the shtar? I can prove that I was living in the house for 3 years. Sure. So if that would be the case, a cheskes habatim would be shalosh shanim. What if the case is like this? The Marakama comes back And I say, first of all, you sold me the karka. Secondly, I have a shtar. I'll just look at my papers, I'll find it. Thirdly, I can prove that I was living here for the last 5 years. So the Murakami says, okay, the best thing is show the shtar. So I say, well, why should I bother to show the shtar? I claim I have a shtar. I say, why should I bother to show you the shtar? It's easier for me. It'll take me 5 hours to go find the shtar. I'll get all the next door neighbors, all the people on the block know. I was living here by day and by night, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. I never went away. I was living here, Mamish, for 3 years in a row. I bring the Aiden. So the original owner, the Murakami, says, no, you said a lot of things. It's relevant to a lot of things to say that the man is an Eved. He cannot marry a Yisraelis. You're going to say that I'm a Baldover on that. So that's what the Gemara is, that's what the Gemara is interpreting, that the reason why Rav Meir says, Zeh Paisel Eidav Shal Zeh, Zeh Paisel Eidav Shal Zeh, you cannot say that I'm a Baldover. If the Psul of Nege is because of Hashash Meshaker, so Hashash Meshaker, the still is over here. Whether I'll say that the fellow is a ganef, I say that the aid that you brought, whether I'll pasul him itam ganef, I'll pasul him itam eved, there's still a chashash meshak. If you hold that you can pasul an aid because of chashash meshak. But if you hold an echshid yisrael al kach, you never pasul any aid in because of a chashash meshak. That's what the Rambam wrote. Akzeris ha-kosher. The Torah says aidim who are kosher, and then one, despite the fact that there is a possibility that they're telling a lie. So the only time you say that a negei is possible is because the negei is considered a baldovor. So then the Gemara says, asvarin, Rav Meir, zed paisel eidav shel zeh. If I'm declaring that he's an ebed k'naini, it's negei, he's not allowed to marry Yisraelis. He can't be mitzarefim to a minyan, kama v'kama other dinin. So just because I happen to bring it up now in the middle of a din Torah, I don't become a baldover on that. I'm not a baldover on that, Edis. That's like I'm saying on the whole family. Forget about him. I say his mother's a shivcha. Sure. I'll say his mother's a shivcha. I won't say anything about him. His mother's not involved in the Torah. His mother didn't come to testify. Memele, if the mother's a shivcha, memele, he's an eved k'naini. He's possible. No one was ever mishach and the mother. No one was ever mishach. To go bring the shtar, if he says later on, I made a mistake, I'll never find the shtar, I may have burnt it, but I'll bring the witnesses, we'll testify that I have a cheskes sabbatim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that's enough. V'kai molana, we have already established that this is the point of dispute between the two of them, the Tzorach Levarish, on Mifligi. Rebbe says, if you claim you have more evidence than is necessary, you have to produce the more evidence. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's not necessary to produce all of that extra evidence, and whenever there's a dispute between Rebbe and another Tana, when it's Rebbe against the majority of the Chachamim, so we don't necessarily follow Rebbe's opinion. But it's Rebbe against Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then we follow Rebbe's opinion. We usually follow Rebbe when he disagrees with another Tana. So we paskin Tzorach Levar, Rekaimalam Tzorach Levar, Kama Fligi. So the Gemara says, what would be the din in this case? You have a din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, and one of the parties says, oh, I can bring 4 witnesses who'll testify that I'm right. So he brings 2. And then there's a question whether we should accept those 2. So would Bezin say, well, just a minute, you said you can bring 4 witnesses, bring the other 2 witnesses and we'll see where we're holding. Or can the guy say, no, forget about it, I don't want to bother to bring the other 2, I don't know where to get in touch with them. I changed my mind, there were only 2 witnesses. If he threatens, if he says in advance, I can bring 4 witnesses, which is more than the basic minimum that's required. Halacha says that 2 is sufficient. But he claims that he can bring more than 2, he can bring 3, he can bring 4. Do we require that he should bring all of the witnesses that he claimed that he can bring, or do you say no? All you need is the minimum amount. So the Gemara says, should I say that the correct gears in the Mishnah is Zeh Paisel Eidav Shal Zeh, Zeh Paisel Daino Shal Zeh, Zeh Paisel Eidav Shal Zeh? And the case that we're talking about is B'bohu B'yacher Lefoisla Mitam Pegah Mishpacha of Avdus. And Reb Meir holds that there's no psul of Nageya, and the Chacham holds there is a psul of Nageya. All new interpretation. Reb Meir holds that the psul Nageya is because of Baldov. In this case, he can't call him a Baldov. And the Rabbanan disagree. We're not sure exactly what the Rabbanan disagree. Either the Rabbanan disagree in principle, they hold that the psul of Nageya is not because of Baldov, it's because of Chashash Meshaker, which Chashash is still Kaim over here. Or no, maybe even if the Rabbanan are masking the psul of Nageya is because of Baldov, maybe they hold there still is a Baldov. Still is a Baldov. It's a wild shot. It's a wild shot. Kiyosa Rabdimi Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He gave a third shot. It's already a third shot. Machloikis Bishteki Teyed. In the Machloikis, in the case of Zepo Yisrael Eidav Shal Zeh, is a special case. It's it's not a regular case, not a normal case. You have the Reuben and Shimon are fighting with each other, and Reuben says, Shimon owes me $5,000, and I can bring four witnesses. The din says, oh, you have to bring two witnesses. He says, I can bring four witnesses to testify that he owes me the money. So Davila, he brings two witnesses. So I say, these two witnesses, they're going to make me pay. These two guys are ganavim. They're in business. They're always cheating other people in business. I can get, me and another person will testify that they're ganavim. Let's see the other two witnesses. Who are the other two witnesses? Let's see what they have to say. So in that case, it's a machlekes or a mea and a rabban. So a mea says, zeh paisaleidav shozeh, zeh paisaleidav shozeh. Since the other fellow, the other baldin says, I have four witnesses, so you can't consider me a negeya b'yedusi when I knock off the first two, because it's not negeya b'yedusi. He claims he has another two witnesses, so let him bring the other two. I'm not considered ruining his case by passing up the first two edim. He says he has another two. So let him bring the other two. It's not negeya. The Chacham say no. Sof, I am negeya b'yedusi. If I pass the first two, he may not come up with the other two. So what is this issue? When he claims that he can bring four witnesses in the Vaila, he only brings two. Am I considered a negeya? The other Baldin, is he considered a negeya? B'yedusi? Is he considered a negeya? B'yeduso? When he wants to passel the first two mitam gazmanuso, let's say, or not. So that depends on the machloikis, whether tzorach levarer or ain't tzorach levarer. What does it mean? A person comes to the interus and says, Nechum mishal pishnayim edim. Al pishnayim edim yakodol. Says two edim is good enough. What if he claims that he has four edim? Would we insist, let him bring all four edim? Or we say, no, what should it be matriach to bring four edim? The halacha says two edim is good, so that's good enough. So the Gemara says at this point, that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether tzorach levar eduso, tzorach levar or ain't tzorach levar. If a fellow in a dintera, you have the two baladim, the teveh with the nitva, so one of them claims he can bring so much evidence. And the halacha doesn't require so much, the halacha requires it's sufficient with so much evidence. He claims he has so much more evidence. So do we require that he should bring the extra evidence that Mikir Adin wasn't really necessary? Or do we say, no, it's good without that? So the Gemara gives you the background. The Gemara gives you on the second wide line. There is a machlokes hatanaim, whether tzorach levar or not, in a certain case. On the first wide line on a dot. Leim obtuk to the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamlikom obtuki the Tanya. We have a braiser. A man has a cheskos habatim. I'm living in this field for the last couple of years, and comes the original owner, and he demonstrates that he used to own this karka, the bayis, and he says, it's mine, I never sold it to you. I went away on vacation there, he says, I locked up my house, and you came in. So now that I came back to America, I want you to get out of my house. You're gone. You were living in Big Zayla. The fellow who's living there for the last 3 years claims, so what does he claim? So if he has no claim whatsoever, he just says, well, I saw an empty house, I moved in. So the Mishnah says in Cheskes Habatim, that's a chazokish eini mataim. So that's like he's admitting that the house is not his. So the Bezim will tell him to please move. We'll give it back to the Morakama. But if he claims a taina, chazokish yeshi mataim, he says, I was living here for the last 3 years because I bought the field from you and you sold it to me and I had a shtar, but how long do I have to hold on to all of my shtars? Look, your tax forms you only have to hold on to for 5 years. So I threw out the tax form, what's Rabbeinu Sadigan had a wild Shuta Shal Mikra. Rabbeinu Sadigan says, Apishnai Meidim Ushlosha Dayon. Two witnesses and three Dayon. And even in the Pasuk that says by Din in the Fashis, and Din in the Fashis you need a Bezin of 23, so Rabbeinu Sadigan holds, no, you only need 23 for the discussion, for the Masa Madna, for the Gemar Din. But for the purpose of Kabbalah Seidis, it's sufficient with a Bezin of 3. That's how he touched Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. In the Pirush Rabbeinu Sadigan Alatar, he says, Alpishnai made him Alpish, not O, either this or that. He translates the word O, you need two witnesses plus a Bezna three. So there is a machlekes in the Rishonim at the end of the first parak, whether that's accepted or not. A big machlekes, whether the Bezna for Kabbalah Seidus and Nefashis also requires 23. You need 23 from the beginning to the end. They say, no, it's sufficient with a bezin of 3 to be mekabelatus of din and nefoshes. So that was taka machlekes of Hashem, you hold like the Rav Sadia Gaon on that. But the Ramban holds that it doesn't fit into the pshuta shel mikra. How does it fit in? It says, al pishnayim edim or al pishlosha edim, yumas hameis. How can you say the shlosha goes on dayon? So the Ramban says, no, he thinks it means a different thing. If the baledinim come to court, and one of them is a knaka, he says, I can bring three witnesses. So the bezin says, okay. Produced the three witnesses. He said, that's a posh up shot in the post. It's Tzorach Levar. If the Baal Din claims that he has more, or he says, let's take a case of Dinin Nefashis. Dinin Nefashis, no Baal Dinin claiming anything. Nobody has any claims. The person doesn't have the manus. The one is being judged doesn't have the manus to say one way or the other. So the Ramban says if the Bez knows that there were more than two people watching, so they should try to interrogate more people, get as many Yadim as he can, get as many Yadim as you know were there, in order to figure out exactly what happened. Try to ask as many people as possible. That's the Ramban lines Pshut Shom Nikon. So it could be that that's the Machlokes HaTanaim over here. The Ramban L'chor is alluding to Agamar. That's the Shaila. If the Baal Dinim came to Bezin, one of the Baal Dinim claims, I can bring four witnesses on the case. So one Tana says, it's Agzeres HaKosov, Tzorach Levar. Since he claims he can bring four witnesses, so we insist he has to bring all four. The other Tana says, ain't Tzorach Levar. Here in Rashi, in Tosfos, there are three versions. Where does this lead you? If you hold Tzorach Levar, Dvarov, he claims I can bring four witnesses, so what does that mean, Halacha L'maaseh? So the Rabbein and Tam in Tosfos claims that there's a Gemara in Baba Basra. Rashi doesn't learn a Gemara like that. Rabbein and Tam quotes the Kosher Rabbein and Tam, middle of the Tosfos Rabban and Savri. So they say the Kosher Rabbein and Tam, they quote the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Samach Tes on the base, in parentheses. So he says, Mashma for that Gemara, it's not explicit, but Rabbein and Tam reads it like that. Mashma for the Gemara, Afilu Mam Liyom Atzorach Levarer, Hainu Lechatchila Yom Lebezin Barer Devorecha. He says that he can bring four Edim. So Bezin says, let's see the four Edim. But what if he tries and then he says he can't? He can only come up with two Edim. He made a mistake, there are only two. So that's all. Avon mikomo komemeni yochol levar bekach. Bekach lo yafsi. He's not going to lose the Din Torah just because he can't produce four Edim. Bezin will tell him, lechatchila barer dvarecho, produce all the four Edim. And if he claims that he tries and he can, so he'll win the case anyway with the two Edim. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. This is based on the way he read a Gemara in Baba Basra. Rashi over here clearly does not agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi himself has two versions. The first Lashon of Rashi, Tosfos refers to the Lishnah. The first Lashon and the second Lashon is a big Rashi over here. So one version of Rashi is like this. Tzorach Levar Dvarov, he claims he can bring four Edim. So if he doesn't bring all four Edim, he loses the case. He said he can bring four. So the halacha changes. Because he says he can produce four, the halacha requires he has to bring all four, like the Ramban, Ramshat, and the Pasuk in Humash. He has to bring all four. But the halacha does not require that all four have to be kosher eidim. So let's say he brings four eidim, and turns out that two of them are ganovim, or two of them are kravim. As long as two of them are kosher, so that's good enough. Tzorach levar dvarav just requires, not just lechatchila, even b'dieved, he has to produce what he claims. But it doesn't change the Hilchos Eidus. The Hilchos Eidus still just says that all you need are two kosher Eidim. It just requires he should bring four people who will testify in his favor. That's one version in Rashi. Then Rashi has another version. No, what kind of mice is that? If the Halacha says Tzorach Levarer, that he has to bring, he's required to bring four Eidim, we require that all four Eidim have to be kosher. If one of the four Eidim is no good, so he loses the Din Torah. The Dini HaTorah change in this case. Because you were a knack and you said you can bring four witnesses, the halacha requires all four have to be kosher ready. So these three versions, versions of what you mean when you say Tzorach Levarer, led Rashi and Tosfos to have two different gerusas in the Gemara. Who holds which way? Which way does Remeir hold? Which way does Rabbana hold? Who holds Tzorach Levarer? Who holds Ein Tzorach Levarer? Maybe we'll have to chazer it over again next week, we'll begin with that. Because it's a little bit complicated, and then the Gemara is going to continue anyway. We won't be able to finish it all. Okay.
Is there a Russian cowboy in this?
No. Then you see that he's exaggerating. Right. But if he says a reasonable statement, yeah, and then we say, okay, you said that you have four Aiden, so we require you should produce four Aiden. If one of them said, it depends how he worded it. According to Rabbi Natam, would not be a problem. According to Rashi, Rabbi Natam says if he just tried and he couldn't bring the Edom, it'll be good anyway. According to Rashi, he will not win. There would not have been a dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim with the Tzorach Levar or not. Because By the Cheskes Habatim, the whole Cheskes Habatim, Sholoshonim, the Ktsoi says, it's only with the Rabbanon. The whole thing is a Takanam of the Rabbanon. The real way to win the case on the level of the Reis is to produce the Shtar. The Cheskes Habatim, the fact that he was living there for three years, that's a backup, that's a substitute, that's a bimkoin. If you can't bring the Shtar to prove that you really win the case, so second best is to bring a proof that you were living there for 3 years, and then we will believe you when you say that you bought it and you lost the shtar, or that there never was a shtar, which is really far-fetched. You bought it, never gave him a shtar. Who buys character without a shtar? He bought it and he lost the shtar. But the real right really is the shtar. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that even in the case of Cheskes Habatim, with the better of the two rayas, the main raya really is the shtar. Still, he says, I have a shtar and I have Cheskes Habatim. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, need not for chazaka. He doesn't even have to. We wouldn't even pressure him to try to bring the shtar. He has the chazaka. He brings the witnesses who say he was living there for 3 years. That's good enough. So then, for sure, if he says, I have four witnesses, we wouldn't even ask him to bring the other two. Just bring two and it's good enough. We'll tell him, don't bother bringing four, just bring two. Keep pligi, but when is there room for a dispute between a man and a rabbanim with the tzorach levarer? Aliba de Rebbe. If you hold like Rebbe, which we hold like, halacha ki Rebbe mechaveh, we pass like Rebbe, that needn't be shtar. But maybe that's only in that case where the raya that he was living there for 3 years is only a substitute for the shtar. That's how the Gemara explains. Rav Meir holds, it says you have to burn the avodah zarah. So who worshipped avodah zarah here? Yankov and his children worshipped avodah zarah? No, they had avodah zarah that were worshipped by goyim. So why was it sufficient? Why did he bury it? It's not minanik barim. It's supposed to be minanis rav. The Rishonim makom sheyesh. So the answer, no. What were they doing with Avodah Zarah in the first place? Would they take Avodah Zarah? It's the Chas HaBahanoah. What were they going to do with it? So must have been Hacham Askinon. They must have taken Avodah Zarah that a Goy had worshipped, and they got a Goy to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. The din is, let's say, a Goy worships some Avodah Zarah. Another Goy says, I don't believe in that Avodah Zarah. He believes in a different Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe in any Avodah Zarah. It doesn't make a difference. Even if he believes in Avodah Zarah, but a different one, and not this one, and he says, I don't accept this as an Avodah Zarah. So that's considered an act of bitul. We learn that from a pasuk in Chumash, that when the goy is mevatel, the Avodah Zarah becomes muta bano. So the Meforshim Chumash say, it must be the story was that Yaakov Havanov only took the Lehei HaNechor after the goyim had already been mevatel, the Avodah Zarah. So once they mevatel it, so it's muta bano. So once they mevatel, it's muta bano. So what's the problem? So why didn't he just keep it? Why did he say Asiris Alayanech Hashem Bekir Bechem Vihitar V'Achlifa Simla Seichem? Why did he want them to get rid of it? So they say it was a Chumra. Nikar Adinim is really Mutter, or just as a Chumra beyond. So it's interesting, we don't have such a Chumra in the Gemara. There is no such Din L'Doyrus. But the Mesilas Hashoyim points out,